There are people running successful businesses today who have never opened a second browser tab, who have a modem in their home and no idea what it does and no intention of finding out, who call a helpline because the Wi-Fi stopped working and spend 45 minutes describing the problem to someone on the other end who cannot see their setup, someone who has to listen for context clues, who has to piece together a solution from inference and patience. I know this because I was the person on the other end of the call. I worked in a call center for a telecom company. I spoke to entrepreneurs, to professionals, to intelligent and accomplished people who had decided at some point that the infrastructure was not their responsibility to understand. But let me be precise about what that resistance actually sounded like, because it was not simple indifference. It was not, "I do not care how this works." It was something far more specific and far more human. It was, "Everything that is going wrong in my life right now is connected to this box. My business is suffering because of it. My work is interrupted because of it. The thing that was supposed to make my life easier is the thing breaking it. And now you are asking me to understand it? To invest time and energy into learning the very system that is costing me? Why would I do that?" That is not ignorance. That is an entirely rational response to feeling like a technology has been imposed on your life and is taking more from you than it gives back. And that is exactly how a significant portion of creative professionals, artists, founders, and independent practitioners are relating to AI right now. Not from laziness, from injury. They watch their work get scraped and reproduced without credit. They watch their client base shrink because someone with a generative tool started undercutting their rates. And underneath both of those sits a fear that is entirely legitimate. The thing everyone is celebrating is the same thing quietly dismantling a livelihood they spent years building. When someone called my helpline furious that their internet was down, they were not actually angry about the modem. They were angry because their connection to everything that mattered had been cut. The modem was just the closest physical object to blame. AI is the modem. The anger is real, and it is about something much larger than a tool. That anger deserves to be honored. It does not deserve to be the final word.